Dear believers, assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya salat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Ahmaduhu wasta'inuhu wasta'dihi wasta'filrahu. Ashhadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala karil muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa alihi wa sahbihin ajma'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I seek his assistance, I seek his guidance, and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, is his messenger and his servant, his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, our own faults, our own errors. All praise due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as well as you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Wa dhikr fa inna la dhikra tan fa'ul mu'minin wa ma qalaqul jinna wa insana illa liyahbadun. Say salakallahu wa deen. Print is crazy. The expression is as follows: and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believers. I created the jinn and the human beings for nothing else but that they may serve me. This is Surah Az-Zariyat, the winds that scatter. Surah 51, ayats 55 and 56, and we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. Today's Kutbah title, inshallah, we are created to serve Allah. We are created to serve Allah. In reporting hadith, Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, reported that the Messenger of Allah said, peace and blessings be upon him, angels were created from light, jinn were created from smokeless flame of fire, and Adam was created from that which you have been told, sounding clay, like clay of pottery. And now the reporting from Abdullah bin Musad, radiallahu anhu, reported that Allah's Messenger, may the peace be upon him, said, there is none amongst you with whom is not attached from amongst the jinn. And the companion said, Allah's Messenger, with you too? And thereupon he said, yes, but Allah helps me against him, and I am safe from his hand, and he does not command me but for good. And we continue, as always, we give thanks, we give praise to Allah, even in times of good and even in times of bad. We have to always give praise to Allah. It is in this that our faith grows. Allah tells us that once the hardships have been eased, be prepared for new tasks. This is life. And our life is what we have right now. This is the only life we have right now. So we have this time for us, commanded by Allah, to come together to bring us back to that focus, that awareness, that understanding that Allah is for us everything we need. This is what taqwa is. This is why we don't just have Juma. We don't just have Juma. We also have the five salat a day. We also have so many other things that we have, but because whatever we're doing, whatever we're going through, we need to bring ourselves back to Allah and realize that that is still the most important task that we have. So my intention today is to work with both ayats for today's khutbah, but the first one is important because one, Allah put it before the other ayat. And when we study and read the Quran, it is to see what context does this come from. When we read an ayah, we have to look at the context it comes from. So we have to read back sometimes. We have to read forward. We have to see, is there a connection to something else inside of what I'm reading? And Allah says to us to remind, dhikr, to bring to mind, to reflect, to think. And in this day and time, we have so many who are just sleepwalking through life. So many who have, who are in the state of being a zombie. This is why the catchphrase that we hear so much now is woke. Because this world, those who want to control it, do not want you, quote unquote, woke. They do not want you to be awake. Which means they don't want you to be aware. They don't want you to be conscious. They don't want you to be alert. And Allah is telling us that we need to be woke. Not in the physical sense, but in an intellectual sense. In the spiritual sense. Because the reminder is of benefit. And the word nafa'a, it means just simply useful or benefit. Useful or benefit. And it also means to profit. To profit. There is something to gain in this reminder. Now this profit, in the English, is P-R-O-F-I-T. P-R-O-F-I-T. Is what you get when you invest in something. We need to invest in our own selves to understand that we are created by Allah. Khalaqa. Allah has formed us for a reason. And that reason is to abadah, which among its meanings is to serve, to obey. See, Allah tells us that our creation is with a purpose. And in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says, did you think that we created you without a purpose? Our purpose, the reason why it is done, abadah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the Almighty said, O son of Adam, use your free time to worship me and I will fill your heart with riches and elevate your poverty. Otherwise, I will fill your life with troubles and never relieve your poverty. We need to be reminded of this. Now, one, we just do not just need to think that it's only the salat that I mentioned earlier. That's one way. It's not the only way. But one way is actually salat. But our life is to be the way we do this. Our whole life is how we remember Allah. When Allah says, and this reporting is from Hadith Qudsi, where we know the words are from the Prophet, but he's speaking for Allah. Use our free time to have a heart, a soul, because in the reporting, it's not called, it's sadra. So it's soul. I've taught on sadra a couple clip-outs back. This means our being will be filled with riches. And the reminder is a profit for us. Now please stay with me. Our reminder is only going to profit us and will give us the riches. And don't limit yourself, don't limit ourselves to just think about material things. And don't just limit ourselves to think about spiritual things. It includes both in a sense that what Allah has for us, no one can give us. Our creation is to be ibadah. This means we devote ourselves to something. And that something is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that important for us to realize? Because there is so much that goes on in our lives that we can sometimes just forget that we are to be using our lives in the purpose of ibadah. And when we are created, it's not a small feat. It's not a small feat to create a human being. They've done everything they can to try to mimic a human being. This is where AI comes from. This has become cloning, all this stuff. They've done everything they can to mimic it. But you cannot do it 100%. Only Allah can. It's not hard for Allah to make to create. But we cannot create anything without the permission, the help, the will of Allah. Without the approval of Allah. Our creation is not just our physical creations. No. Our physical creations are universal. We all have the same features in the physical body. And even in that, you know, we all, you know, want to say, hey, well, the baby's coming out. I want 10 toes, 10 fingers, 2. I want the baby to come out right. But even in that, there are differences because we all have different fingerprints. There's still a difference inside in the physical body. That's Allah. We have different ways of being recognized. It is our uniqueness as an intellectual soul that is the big feat. And this word, khalaqa, it means moral, character, nature. It is the creation by which we should live that is being created. But we're not the first creation. Allah says, I created jinn and humans. The jinn, the prophet, the prayers of peace be upon him from the opening. The angels are created from light. The jinn created from smokeless flame of fire. And Adam was created from that which we have been told. Speaking to what was in the Quran. Our creation is from earth, mixed with water,
to form a clay, impressionable, moldable. The jinn was created of fire. Now, let me say this, please, and don't get spooked by the content we're getting ready to get to bring about the jinn. Don't be spooked by it, please. Inshallah. But do not take this lightly. If we look at this progression for me and in my last kibbas, then we have to understand, we have to grasp with lali gaibu. To Allah belongs the unseen. And as I bring this first part to a close, the jinn are unseen creatures. But do not think they do not exist. Because they have been created before we were created. And they were given their characteristics, their form. And for this reason, we have to accept what Allah is telling us. We believe in Allah. This doesn't come up only in this ayat. This comes up in many ayats. And it even has a surah titled the jinn. Because there is something for us to learn, to remember, to think about, and to be a reminder. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are created to serve Allah. The Quran is to teach us. It is a book that was sent to mankind. And inshallah, we'll get more into that insan at some point. But the Quran is for the sole purpose of uplifting the human. Remember, our creation is a creation that brings us our habits. So the jinn, being formed by fire, smokeless flame of fire. Now in science, and we got a science guy here. He's not here yet. But in science, hydrogen burns with oxygen and produces water. But without the oxygen, it will burn smokeless. So the jinn are a nature that comes without any sensitivity to things. Without the water, it's a symbol for us. They have no sensitivity to anything. The water which we are created with, mixed with the earth, and it's warm water. Man, Muhammad said it's warm water that is mixed. It is warm because the tears are warm. And he said, what did the prophet used to do? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to go to the cave. He used to go to the cave and he used to cry about the condition of his people. Tears are warm. Tears are warm because to have the sensitivity we need, the insan, is to become that basharun mithlikum. We have to have that sensitivity in the right amount. But for one who does not have their desires in check, they are smokeless flame. A human is not a jinn. But a human can be jinn-like. A human can come under the jinn. And the jinn have free will just like the human. The difference was that, and this is from, again, from Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said, the jinn didn't know they had free will until Allah provoked his intellect. Now, how did that happen? As a student, you have to say, how did that happen? Allah says, and when we said to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam, so they prostrated, except Iblis. And in today's reading, it says, and he was one of the jinn. So we can kill that noise about Iblis being anything other than a jinn. In today's reading. And he refused, and he was arrogant because he was of disbelief. Now, the angels who responded in that section of the Quran where Allah had mentioned, said, I'm going to create. And they said, well, you make one that shed bloodshed and corruption. But they responded, but they have no free will. And even though they did question by asking, well, this one again will create bloodshed and corruptions. But again, the angels who do not think for themselves had a question. But the jinn who was among them, Iblis, the leader at the time, And I have a book. I got into a discussion with a brother. There's a book that really gives us that history. The point is, there was a jinn who did not to respond to what Allah commanded. It was then and there that there was a realization that they had free will. They didn't like it. And when asked about it, and for us, we need to make sure we understand that the conversation is abstract. The conversation is for us to get an understanding because, and the reason I say that is because, as I've been taught, that Allah is all-knowing of the unseen and the unheard. And nothing is beyond Allah's knowledge. And so what we've been given in the Quran is that they were thoughts. They were feelings. And do you think that Allah does not know your thoughts? What you're thinking right now, Allah knows. Iblis did not submit because he thought himself better than Adam. You made him a stinky clay. And I made a fire free from smoke. See, the jinn is a passionate creature. Passionate creature. Uncontrollable. Jannah, the word where jinn comes from, means to be dark or to conceal. And also has paradise in there, but I'm not even going to go there today. When there are feelings that we wish to not to disclose, we want to be hid. This connects again to the last khutbah, that the unseen that we might want hidden will never be hidden from Allah. Whatever we want hidden will never be hidden from Allah. And when we abuse the freedom that we have been given as an intellect, that free will, that's a freedom we've been given, and we abuse it. When we have done that, then we have let our passions overtake us. A jinn is anything that is hidden. The jinn inhabited the earth before the creation of Adam. And as we see that, the jealousy is an emotion. Jealousy is an emotion that can't be covered. Unless, as we see now in the open, we just call it hate. Oh, they're hating on you. Right now, it doesn't matter if people are jealous. They just say, man, they're hating on you. That's where we at right now. And I pray you can see why understanding that creation of the jinn and the human connect. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is none amongst you with whom is not attached from amongst the jinn. And when they asked him, you too? He said, yes. And in another narration, he said, but I've controlled mine and I made it submit. But he said, Allah helps me against him. And he does not command me, but for good. We have been assigned a jinn. Those thoughts, that hate, that jealousy, jinn-like. If our tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we should want for our brother what we want for ourselves, then how can we hate on someone? When Allah says to us that Allah gives what and how much he wants to whoever he wants, how can we hate on somebody? What is not for me is not for me. When Allah says that, Allah says, spend my free time. Now, what is free time? And as I finish this, if I spend my free time on my purpose, remember, because there are benefits in a reminder for those who believe. Remember that my sole purpose is, in my creation, a bad dad. My whole character is to be for what Allah has designed for me. If my actions are not, then my actions are being led by a jinn. Not the Quran, not Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my free time is all my time. Our life is to be an act of ibadah. Serving Allah, worship, obedience. When asked about Muhammad, Aisha, radiallahu anha, said his character is that of the Quran. He is the Quran walking. That is our purpose. And it will take that kind of approach to change our jinn, to not be suggesting bad things, but to submit its will to Allah. Our free time is to be used for the sole purpose of remembering Allah, meaning that this means that our lives and whatever we're doing. Now, I'm not suggesting that we just have to be 24 hours a day. We just be dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. I'm not that extreme. Allah says don't be that extreme. Allah says the night is for your rest, day is for your work. So it's not, but you have to understand the fact that our lives should look as a life that we live in ibadah to Allah. And if we do not understand that, then we can and allow a jinn to have the influence and influence us away from what Allah commands. Those thoughts, that procrastination we can have, that complicity in neglecting of our purpose is led by jinn-like behaviors. Allah says, and whoever is blinded from the remembrance of the Most Merciful, we appoint for him a devil, and he is made to him a companion. So when it says blinded, the word is yashu, and it means to be blinded, but it also means nactalopia, night blindness. Now remember, jinn is hidden, concealed darkness, right? So now we have a condition that's night blindness, and you cannot see in the dark. Now this is interesting because I believe a symptom of cataracts is having a hard time seeing at night. So we can see the science in this, and that's been on my mind all week. So it's just interesting how Allah makes these connections for me. So why is that important? The jinn live in a world of darkness, and we are all assigned to jinn. But they are also jinn that are assigned to human beings. So there's a whole population of jinn as well in their own in the world. So now we don't only get a jinn when we have forgotten our purpose. Now we get a devil. This means that the jinn we have not controlled. The jinn we have failed in our struggle to overcome. That jinn has now brought us to a place where now Allah is going to give us a devil as well. And then Allah says that, and what comes to you of good is from Allah, and what comes to you of evil is from yourself. Yourself. You can't blame anybody but your own soul, yourself. Because what happens is when we get so far away from the remembrance of the law of Allah, and remember that we're intellects, it is just like we've lost our minds. How many times has the parent said to a child, "Have you lost your mind?" Well, when we fail to control our jinn, we have let the jinn in control. We have let the jinn in control of how we think. And when we look at this world, no human being would act the way we see things that are being done right now in this world. But those who have lost their mind and have let the jinn control them and have been brought to devils. Because when you do lose your mind and you are given the devil, now you've gone to a whole nother world. Remember, I said, don't get spooked out by this. You can end up in a world full of jinn, full of devils. When someone is sick mentally, and I'm not discounting anybody that's legitimately sick, and they get committed, the phrase is they take them to the fifth floor, right? That's the phrase. They always take them to the fifth floor. Now look at the sign in that, the fifth floor. You've lost your mind, and you've gone to the fifth floor. Senses, I'm just going to say senses. It could be any floor, but the term is always the flip floor. You could be anywhere and you can see. You could be anywhere out and you can see someone having a good conversation with someone and nobody physically is there. They're by themselves and they just having a good conversation. Why? Because when you have let, it's a sign for us, because when you have let the jinn come into control, they take you into a whole nother world. The devils do not want you to live in the world where Allah's remembrance is there. The dhikr means to think. Our thinking is what leads to those riches from Allah. And that poverty from Allah, it is the riches of our thinking that will elevate us or lower us. This is why I associate this getting high. Right? People get high. I associate it, no, you don't get high, you really get low. But you think you do. Because they conditionally think, oh, I'm getting high. But what you end up doing is if you're lowering yourself, to a bad situation. This is the same stuff that Allah says that you bring upon the bad with. Your soul, your own soul. This is why we have to be reminded. Regain our minds. There is no doubt that in this world, some have lost their minds. But Allah is cautioning us not to be of them. Do not think that when we are saying, when the saying is that you get around like-minded people is by chance. That just happens. You know, the birds of a feather flock together. But what led you there? What led you to be around birds of a feather that flock together? What led you to be around those? It could be that your thinking was clear, or it was that a jinn or a devil led you there. The jinn and the devil would lead you to that thinking that would make it seem fair seeming to you. Those desires, those passions, if we are led by them, we can end up in our own pleasure island. And let me say this about those passions and desires. Allah says that, have you seen the one who takes his own passions and desires and makes them his Lord? They take away, they don't go to Allah no more for to be their Lord. They go to what their passions and desires are. And we can end up in our own pleasure island, just like in Pinocchio, where everything seems like how we want it. That's why I call it pleasure island. It takes us out of our creation. Imam Muhammad, he said, the human sensitivity is a requirement in my intelligence for me to rightly perceive what's outside of me. If I separate from that, I become inhuman in my behavior nature and I become jinn. And I pursue something on the momentum of my passion and it takes me on blindly. Blindly. So that's why we come back to pleasure. When they come back from pleasure islands, they come back as donkeys. And what's the most stubborn of creatures? A donkey. And when they want them to work, what do? They put blinders on them so they don't get distracted. This passion, once out of control, they lead us to an island that is nothing. Where you can find unreasonable pleasure and nothing but rebellion. Does this not sound like what the home of the shaitan is? This is how we end up in circles that have this going on. We end up in circles and we think, oh, this is the great. This is a great, great place to be. They think like I think. They talk like I thought. And as I close, Allah says, and forgive me for this, because I've used quite a bit of supporting ayahs today, but this is not my kubbah, this is Allah's kubbah. I'm just up here to present it. I'm up here to bring the reminder to us. Allah says, and do not be like those who forgot Allah, so he makes them forget their own souls. It is they who are transgressors. This is what I'm here today reminding us of. All of us, including myself, the purpose of our whole creation is ibadah. And in Surah 18, today's reading, if you haven't read it, you still got time. Allah says, and keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, seeking his pleasure, and do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do not seek the pomp and glitter of this world. Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires and whose attitude is of excess. This is Allah giving us clear commands. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, remember, We are created to serve Allah. Now, inshallah, I have given something the benefit of the day, which all praise is due. And may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana talk about minnaka as-sami olim. O our sustainer, accept this thou from us, for verily thou art all hearing, all knowing. Ameen.